Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ellis Burks. Batting second. The second baseman, Marty Barrett. Batting third. The third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dwight Evans. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Mike Greenwell. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting seventh. The DH, Sam Horn. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Spike Owen. Batting ninth. The catcher, John Marzano. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bruce Hurst. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Brett Butler. Batting second. The shortstop, Julio Franco. Batting third. The first baseman, Pat Tabler. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Joe Carter. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting sixth. The DH, Carmelo Castillo. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Corey Snyder. Batting eighth. The catcher, Andy Allenson. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Tommy Hinzo. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Rich Yet. And now, play ball. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs takes first base on ball four. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler hits a line drive into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Owen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenwell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice takes first base on ball four. Greenwell moves to second. Sam Horn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hinzo fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Greenwell moves to third. Two outs. Spike Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen takes first base on ball four. John Marzano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Owen. The throw from Allenson and he is safe. Owen steals second. John Marzano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marzano strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Owen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Owen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burks is 0-for-1 in the game. Burks hits a fly ball into left field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-1 in the game. Barrett hits a fly ball into left field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Yet fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson strikes out. One out. Tommy Hinzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinzo hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0-for-1 in the game. Butler strikes out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0-for-1 in the game. Franco is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenwell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Greenwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hinzo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hinzo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0-for-1 in the game. Tabler hits a fly ball into center field. Burks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hurst fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sam Horn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horn is 0-for-1 in the game. Horn hits a fly ball into left field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Spike Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Owen is called out on strikes. Two outs. John Marzano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marzano is 0 for 1 in the game. Marzano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Castillo takes first base on ball 4. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder hits a fly ball into right field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson is 0 for 1 in the game. Allenson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tommy Hinzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinzo is 0 for 1 in the game. Hinzo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burks is 0 for 2 in the game. Burks hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Yet fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 2 in the game. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hinzo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0 for 2 in the game. Butler takes first base on ball 4. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0 for 2 in the game. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Owen fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0 for 2 in the game. Tabler takes first base on ball 4. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 2 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 2 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hinzo misplays the ball. That's an error on Hinzo. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenwell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Greenwell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Evans moves to third. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Rice is called out on strikes. One out. Sam Horn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horn is 0 for 2 in the game. Horn hits a ball on the ground towards second. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Evans scores. Greenwell moves to second. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Don Baylor pinch runs for Sam Horn. Spike Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Greenwell. The throw from Allenson and he is out, Jacoby applying the tag. Two outs. Spike Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Owen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hinzo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Owen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Castillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Owen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 2 in the game. Snyder hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Burks. Snyder reaches second base with a double. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson is 0 for 2 in the game. Allenson hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. John Marzano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marzano is 0 for 2 in the game. Marzano hits a line drive towards first. Tabler reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burks is 0 for 3 in the game. Burks strikes out. Two outs. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 3 in the game. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tommy Hinzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinzo is 0 for 2 in the game. Hinzo hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Red Sox, 1, Indians, 1. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Butler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Owen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0 for 3 in the game. Franco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Tabler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Franco moves to second. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 3 in the game. Carter hits a fly ball into right field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Boggs strikes out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 3 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Yet fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenwell is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Greenwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hinzo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Castillo hits a pop-up towards first. Evans settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Snyder hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 2, and Boston Red Sox, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.